And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Mike Garner. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us. Boy, here we are. It's time to kick off the season, and I'm sure that your kids are excited to line up against somebody else instead of themselves, huh?
Yeah, you know, we're at the point in fall practice where they're pretty tired of going against each other, and yeah, they're ready to take on somebody from a different town.
Mike, I know that we have kind of talked about this in the past, but obviously when it comes to high school sports, you always have turnover from year to year with graduation and things like that. We've talked about taking your system and matching your system to the talent that is available as opposed to maybe the other way around. You know, you look at college, you look at the pros, they set a system, they go out and find players to fit it. In high school, things are a little bit different. So with that in mind and with the thought of having a senior-led group a year ago, what about the system this year? Will we see things that are kind of similar to last year and years past, or will there be a little bit of a change-up this year?
I think it'll be pretty similar to what we saw last year. You know, our receiving core is fairly young, but those kids are all, I would say, football savvy. And so they've picked up what we're doing in the passing game pretty well. Same thing with our running backs. You know, you have a little bit younger group back there. But again, Layton Duda, of course, and Zach Hackle and Frazier Kalen were all on the field at different points last year anyway. You know, it might be just a case where they're playing a little bit different position. But I feel like we'll be pretty similar to what we were last year. You know, since over the last 2-3 years, we've probably tended to throw the ball a little bit more than we did in the past, and that's kind of where we're still at.
Mike, as we start talking about position groups, we've talked about, you know, kids having to fill in some roles this year. You kind of have a young team taking the field this year. One of the position groups where that really shows up, I think, is the offensive line. Obviously, you have Yance back at center, kind of in the middle of that. But when you look at things around him, kind of some new blood stepping into that offensive line spot. I know that this is a group that you work with. Talk a little bit about that group and how they've come together for you this fall.
It is a young group. We have two juniors, Dylan Baum and Wyatt Woodward, and then two sophomores in Tyler Thomas and Sawyer Bumgarner. And I think, again, it's a group that understands the game. They may not always be able to do what we're asking them to do, but they understand what we're trying to do, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think, since we talked out at the Kincaiders, 2 weeks ago, I've really seen a nice upward trend in those kids, just in terms of not just in picking up the offense and knowing what their assignments are, but their technique's getting better, and they're beginning to understand, you know, how they have to practice, because it's a big switch when you go from being on scout team to being one of the starters, and now all of a sudden your coaches expect you to go hard every play, and maybe you aren't used to practicing that way, and so it's a big adjustment for those kids to make on that side of it, too. But I really think that those four younger guys have made that jump, you know, and it's going to take time, but I think they're going to be, when it's all said and done, they'll end up being as good a group as Griffin and Trey and Drew were for us by the time they graduated.
Mike, let's go to the quarterback position. Obviously, you're replacing a guy who started there for 3 years for you. Talk a little bit about that battle and who's the guy you're going to kind of lead on to get things started this year.
Well, I don't know that there's been a real battle. You know, we came out after last season, at the end of the year, you know, on JV's, we felt like Blake had kind of emerged as the leader there between he and Austin Harvey. And we really haven't seen anything over the summer to make us change our minds. You know, if something were to happen to Blake, then we would probably look to Austin and put him in there. But, you know, right now, Blake has that position pretty well sewed up. And the thing that I like about Blake is very competitive kid, throws the ball really well. You know, if when he's on with his throws, it makes us look pretty good. So, you know, hopefully that will be what shows up tomorrow night.
Mike, let's go to the defense. In the years that I've been covering you guys, boy, it just seems like your defense is strong year in and year out. The competitiveness that your kids show on the defensive side has always been impressive. Talk a little bit about that side of the ball, and where do you think your strength lies, at least in the early part of the season defensively?
Defense is different than offense. You know, the kids don't have to necessarily sit there and think about their assignments. They can react. They can fly around, have a little bit more fun maybe on defense than on offense, and that always helps. And especially when you're working in a new group, you know, if you can find some kids that understand flying to the football and going hard, then you can do something with them on the defensive side of the ball. I think our strength is really in our linebackers and our secondary. Again, with the linebackers, you know, Lathan played a lot last year. Morgan Van Houten played quite a bit. Zach Hackle played quite a bit. And so we have those guys to work through in our linebacker rotation. Our secondary with Blake and McHale, you know, Austin Harvey, that's going to be a strength for us as well. We're pretty young up front, and we don't have a lot of depth. You know, in contrast to last year where we could kind of shuffle guys in and out on the defensive line, we're looking at being four or maybe five deep. And you'd like to be in a better situation than that because, of course, those are the same guys that are playing on offense on the line. But that's the reality of it. So what we've tried to do to adjust to it is we've gone to more of a three-man line rather than a four-man line. And just in the hopes that we can figure out a rotation so we're getting some of those guys a break. You know, we're not going to be able to do it offensively as much because we don't really have much depth beyond our first string. So we're going to have to try to work some breaks in when they're on defense.
Mike, we talk offense, we talk defense. Sometimes a part of the game that will get overshadowed sometimes is special teams. And I know that you got some holes to fill there from a year ago. Talk a little bit about special teams and how that has come together for you in fall camp.
Well, I feel like that maybe out of all three of the phases, that may have fallen into place the best out of the three. You know, we have always, since I've been head coach, we start working special teams from day one because I just think you're going to win a lot more games with good special teams than if you just take them for granted. You know, Austin Harvey and McHale have both punted very well, so they're kind of battling for that role that Josh Harvey had a year ago. And kicking is really exciting. We've got some young kids that can really kick the ball. Now, one kick might be the length of the field, and the next kick might squirrel out of bounds, you know, 20 or 30 yards downfield. So they're not real consistent. But, man, they can boom it when they get hold of it. And that's kind of exciting because we haven't been known for great place kicking over the years. So I feel pretty good about the special teams. And then the kids we've got back there returning kicks look really, really solid. So out of all three of the phases, you know, I think right now I probably feel the best, the most confident in our special teams.
Mike, you go on the road for your season opener. You get Kearney Catholic. We know about them, their tradition and everything. I assume that you're able to maybe go back and look at some film of past games with them to prepare, but I know that coming into the opener, it would seem to me that sometimes might be the hardest game to prepare for in regards to your opponent. What do you expect from them as you get ready for them on Friday night?
Well, their MO for years, since I think the first time we ever played them 10 years ago maybe, has always been, more than 10, has always been spread you out, throw the ball around.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, and there, you know, I think the misconception a lot of people have of spread offenses is they're going to line up and try to throw the 50, 60-yard bombs, and they don't really do that. You know, they're going to throw 10 to 15-yard routes that guys turn into big plays because they always have athletic receivers. You know, there might be years where they're a little undermanned on the line, but they always have athletic receivers. And they always have a big athletic quarterback. And, you know, this year is no different. Those kids are back from a year ago. And I think everybody that went down and watched Broken Bow play them in basketball last winter knows how athletic those kids are. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a huge challenge for our secondary. You know, up front, I think they lost one or two linemen from a year ago. And so that's kind of a seasoned group. We're kind of a young, inexperienced group. You know, that could be really exciting for somebody. So the thing I'm just getting our kids to focus on is take the next step. You know, we had a scrimmage at the end of the first week, and that was okay. And we scrimmaged last Friday, and that was better. And now take the next step. Get a little better this week, too, and just keep going like that.
Well, Micah, it's always a joy to visit with you during the season. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us in front of the opener, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday night and through the 2019 season.
Thank you very much.
That's head coach Mike Garner joining us on KCNI KBBN.